Do you work a job where your tips go to minimum payment? Should you have to tip for services like Uber Eats, Skip the Dishes, DoorDash, etc.? Is it better to just use cash for tips? Here's to shed some light on this, because there's an issue. Some of these big and monster companies like Instacart and DoorDash are using your tips to pay as part of minimum payment. Here to shed some light on this is the incredible Howard Levitt from Levitt LLP and host of Employment Law on Newstalk 1010. Howard, are you with us?
I am.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. So what's the tip?
Well, look, the answer is this. That's the United States. Definitely the drivers are getting screwed in the United States and their tips are being stolen from them. That cannot happen here, because in Ontario, tips have to go. They can be pooled. They have to go to the people doing the work, and management can only share in the tips if they actually are physically doing the work themselves. Like, for example, an owner-operator in a restaurant can share in a tip pool. But tip pools have to go to the servers and kitchen staff. They cannot go to the owner.
Oh, interesting. So, and that law does not exist, as far as you know, in the U.S.?
Well, certainly not in the states where this is happening. You know, that is being breached. But no, it probably doesn't exist at all in the states. It's a little bit more the Wild West there.
Okay. And is it a provincial law here or a Canadian law?
It's provincial.
Oh, okay. I see. So are there any provinces that that have...
I can't speak to that. I know what Ontario's law is, and it was actually only about a year old. So my guess is there's probably not a lot of other provinces that have the same legislation.
Okay. But if here in Ontario, if individuals choose to, for instance, just pay the price of the food and then pay the drivers and delivery folks tips in cash... Is that still? There's nothing wrong with that, obviously.
Well, nobody's going to know about it, are they? If it's in cash, it's not going to be declared. So, as a practical matter, it's irrelevant, and they'll keep the money. So, if you want to make sure your driver gets the tip or your server gets the tip, pay them cash. But they're supposed to declare it. They never will. If they declare it, then it'll be shared in the tip pool.
That's true. Yeah. Are there any experiences? Do you have any examples of these type circumstances?
Well, the law is different here, and of course, in the past, drivers were totally screwed, and in some places, for example, in Miami, where I have a place, they have a 15% assumed tip, and the server doesn't get a penny unless you tip more than 15%, and if you tip less than 15%, the server has to go into their own pocket to pay back the house.
Really?
So that happens in Miami. Sometimes they'll say to you, hey, man, I'm not getting anything until you tip more than 15%, which is sort of uncomfortable when you're a restaurant, especially if you've had bad service, right? They're pushing you for a bigger tip.
So where does the 15% go?
It goes to the house. So if you don't leave a tip, the server has to pay 15% of that bill out of their own pocket to the house.
Oh, I see. So,
I mean, tips are a funny thing. I've had one case where a guy came, sued for wrongful dismissal to the restaurant chain I acted for.
Yes.
And in it, he said he's been taking a careful note of his tips every year. His wife counts him for it, and here's how much he's been making in tips, and therefore he wants that in wrongful dismissal damages. I got his income tax returns. Of course, he declared nothing in tips. Mm-hmm. So I said, that's great. If you succeed in this case, you're going to get, $50,000. But if you succeed in this case, the judge finds what you've been actually declaring your revenue Canada, you might go to jail. So want to proceed with the case, be our guest.
Wow. I mean, it's a pretty transient industry. So what recommendations or what advice would you give somebody just getting into the service industry?
Well, if they're not getting tips distributed to the servers, they can file an employment standards complaint. Look, there just isn't enough money involved to hire a lawyer, but employment standards does give them full protection.
Oh, I see. Okay, wow. So I guess if it's a U.S. circumstance, I'm not going to say we don't have to worry about it, because I know a lot of young people go away on scholarships and so on and so forth. And one of the easiest forms of employment when you're not in your own country or province is to work in the service industry.
Right. So you better ask the question, what happens to my tips? Do I get them? Do I get only a piece of them? Do they go to the house? Where do the tips go?
Right.
Can I keep them all or not? And then decide if they want to take that job. And right now in the U.S., it's pretty much full employment. So employers are looking for employees in the service industry. It's easy to find jobs. So if you're going to get screwed in one company, go to another one.
Oh, okay. So you have a little bit of bargaining power, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
wow.
It's not much different right now. We've got pretty close to full employment right now in Canada.
Okay. Well, thanks very much, Howard. And as you all
Thank
know,
you.
No problem at all. You can listen to Howard at from 1 to 2 on Newstalk 1010 on Sundays. That's Howard Levitt from Levitt LLP. Thanks a lot, Howard.